Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rod Frederick, head coach of the Cougars. First off, coach, we have to go to the last drive for Southeast. It's 32-30. Not much time left. And Tatro with the play of the game, the interception. I mean, there's still a fourth down run, but go. What was your thoughts when that happened with the interception?
Oh, elated. We knew they were going to end up going to that pass to the tight end. That's been their go-to the whole season and even today. Like, they just kept getting that tight end release on us. And actually, he had Braden beat. Luckily, the wind kind of held that ball up a little bit and gave him time, and he's quick. He's a fast kid. So, he could make that. He made up the ground and got up in the air and got the pick. So, it saved us.
Yeah, and then you have to go back on the ensuing drive. Looks like there was miscommunication on a spike. Should have been a knee. Yeah. But you guys were fourth down scenario. It was fourth and manageable. You guys were running quarterback keeper when it needed to, and that one paid off. Like, just what was your reaction to that play? Because it looked like it took a second before they said, yep, let's give them the first down.
Yeah, you know, at first when it kind of bunched up, and then I saw Chris start sneaking to the side, and then I saw him go over the – because I knew once he got over the 10 or wherever we were at, the 15, I knew once he got over that we had it because it was just a little shy of it, and I saw him land on the other side. So then I knew we were okay. But, man, it was a tough one until I saw that.
What was – just now you don't have to worry about the semifinal hump that you guys have had. You guys are going to Laredice. You're going to War Memorial Stadium next Saturday. What's that feeling got to be like with you and the team?
It's amazing. Ah, man. You know, the kids have worked so hard. Oh, it's amazing. It really is. I'm so happy for them. Busting that hump, breaking that chain that we've last 2 years, not making it. It's huge. I can't even tell you. I'm lost. It's just... it's tough.
Oh, I don't want to ask another emotional question. I'm going to ask you one, though, because you get to share this moment with your kid who, is a senior. This is the last hurrah for these seniors next week. And just to have this moment with your kid, and what's that like, too?
Oh, it's amazing. It's something we'll never get back. I don't know. Being able to coach all my kids has been awesome. This is the farthest we've ever gotten with all my kids. So it's just one of those that, I don't know, I don't even know what to say. It's amazing. It's something that you always dream of as a coach. And for, really our second year taking over and making it to Laramie is – been outstanding. And if we didn't have the senior bunch, and we've got such great leaders, and Cooper and Chris and Blake and Aiden, and Kai and Isaac, we just keep going down. I don't know who all I'm missing. I'm sure I'm missing people I can't even think right now, but every senior that we have on the team is just a leader. And this week in practice was huge. We didn't have the best practices, but they were still on each other, and they're like, no, we got to do that better. So I think that's really where this drive's coming from too. And I don't know. And as far as me with Cooper, it's absolutely amazing. I wouldn't give anything else.
No, coach, I'll quit asking the emotional questions. But, I was at practice on Wednesday. There were some things that you guys really were working on, and some of those plays came in. It seemed like you guys knew what was happening at that moment in time. I think about that option play where they can give it off or pitch it out, and you guys just were – you say that the practices weren't good, but it showed you guys were ready for anything that was happening. So just as a coach, when you kind of have a week like that, what does that show about your team when they still can stop the plays that you guys were ready for, and the practice is paying off.
Yeah, it was good. You know, and that's the thing. I mean, they come out to practice. They work hard. You know, and a lot of that was we had some new defensive stuff coming in for this game because we knew what they would do, and we knew the quarterback was their main weapon. And we knew we had to shut him down. And obviously, you know, we let him get away a few times. But we had some great calls on there where, you know, we pinched him in and he didn't really have anywhere to go. And even with that option, I mean, we had that option snuffed out. I mean, I'd have to go back and look at the tape, but I'm sure they didn't get too many yards off that option play. But, yeah, the kids played great, and they played it just like we had taught them. So,
a couple more questions here, Coach. I got to ask you this first one. You know, don't know your opponent yet. You have to wait until tomorrow to have that decided. So, you know, just how are you going to approach this next week as a coach? Because, you know, the highs are at the highest it can be at the moment, but now you gotta go back to Monday. You gotta go back to work Monday. So, how you probably haven't had much time to process, but kind of how you gonna approach this next week, especially? I say it was a lot this week, but it's a lot more now.
It really is. It's you know, that they know it's now. I mean, it was always, you know, if we lose, we're out, and now it's, dude, if we win, you know, I mean, that's the big one. If we lose, we don't get it. But I don't think we're going to change much. I mean, we know Big Piney right now, so if they happen to win, I mean, we've got Big Piney. We know how to play them. And that we've really watched a lot of film on them still. Lingle, you know, if Lingle can really, which I don't know, to me, I think it would be the upset to beat Big Piney. If they come in, we know they got, you know, a couple running backs that, you know, we need to look out for. But I don't think they'll be as tough as Southeast. Southeast was pretty damn tough today.
You guys, you know, since most of your season has kind of been pretty marginal victories, you guys have, you know, last week, big victory. You guys kind of ran it on Lusk. But you guys have got a game. It was close. It was competitive all the way. You guys had a lead. They came back. Everything, I mean, everything that you could ask for in a tight game really happened. How is that as a coach to feel like now we know what it's like to be in a close game like this?
For them, for the kids, it's excellent so that they see this. You know, and, you know, Big Piney was a close game. I mean, that was back and forth. Riverside, hell, our first game with Riverside was back and forth. But, you know, that was, you know, I keep going back to, and I hate doing it, but I mean, that was their game two or game three, our game one. You know, and then with Big Piney, we're the same way. Like, we kind of had to come back. But, you know, I just feel like that shows where our kids are at. They know we got to play. You know, this was a, you know, stopping them on a fourth down. I mean, in the red zone, and we held them out. You know, that was just a testament to our kids that they're, I mean, they're tough, they're gritty. They want to hit. And I think that showed today too. So I think we'll come back. I mean, it's we're not going to change anything as far as the play's going. And as far as being in a tough game, they know what it's going to take. And if we have Big Piney again, it's going to be another tough game, I guarantee it.
Well, Coach, I'll let you leave it, but first off, congratulations on a state championship appearance. We're going to be there. And what do you want to say to the folks here in the community?
Oh, my God, what a great crowd. Oh. To turn around and see the stands full and people down the fence, I mean, it was absolutely amazing. And I even had my headset on and I couldn't hear because, like, it was so loud. I'm like, it was awesome. We can't thank them enough. I hope everybody can travel with us to Laramie. I know one parent was already saying they're going to try to get WTR, whatever it is, the bus company, to try to get a bus ready and take everybody to Laramie. So the more people we can get, we hope we get a lot of them to come with us because they've been with us this whole season.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.